This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. An independent monitoring board will oversee the nation's drug safety. Health and Human Services Secretary Mike Leavitt made the announcement today. The new board will monitor drugs already approved by the Food and Drug Administration. There have been several highly publicized failures of the FDA's drug safety system. Today's announcement comes a day after President Bush nominated acting FDA Commissioner Lester Crawford to be permanent. To talk about all this and other FDA news, I'm joined by NPR's Julie Rovner, who covers health policy. Julie, we have a drug safety oversight board, a new chief of the FDA, so a pivotal week for the FDA. What's going on?
Well, there are actually two different events. The FDA, one of its advisory committees, is going to have 3 days of hearings later this week on the safety of drugs in the same class as Vioxx, which, of course, was pulled from the market last fall. They're going to look at some other pain drugs as well. Then on Capitol Hill, tomorrow and Thursday, a Senate committee is going to have hearings on whether or not to allow Americans to import drugs from Canada and other countries where they might be cheaper. This is something that the FDA has vehemently opposed, they say, for safety reasons.
And these aren't the only issues that the FDA has to deal with, right?
No, there have been a sort of a series of problems that the FDA has had over the last year. Last year, it had to do with antidepressants and their use in children and adolescents and whether or not they were causing suicidal thoughts. There were a series of high-profile hearings in the House about what the FDA knew and when they knew it. Also last spring, the FDA turned down an application to allow morning after pills to be sold over the counter. People who were supporting that said that that was a politically motivated decision. Congress passed a law several years ago requiring that condoms be relabeled to warn that they don't protect from HPV, which is human papillomavirus, a cause of cervical cancer, and the FDA hasn't done that either. Just last week, there was a letter from a couple of members of Congress wondering why that hasn't happened.
And is it thought that Lester Crawford is someone who can turn this agency around and remove the taint that some whistleblowers have said has surrounded the agency in terms of its coziness with drug manufacturers?
Well, that's an interesting question. It will certainly come up in his confirmation hearings in the Senate. Lester Crawford, in fact, has been in charge of the agency for most of the Bush administration. There's actually only been a formally approved commissioner for about 16 months. That was Mark McClellan, who came from the White House, where he was the health policy advisor, and he got confirmed. Then last year, when the head of the Medicare program left, the White House decided that it was more important to have somebody that they trusted like McClellan over at Medicare to implement the new Medicare prescription drug law. So he went over there. So Lester Crawford, who'd actually been in charge before McClellan came in 2003, was put back in charge in 2004. So that means that when he goes up for these hearings, rather than being asked, you know, well, what will you do when you get there? There'll be a lot of questions about, gee, what did you do while you were actually running it?
Julie, how does the FDA, how does the government, in fact, balance the maybe competing desires to get drugs to market quickly, but also make sure that these drugs are safe and that the people doing the approving aren't too cozy with the drug manufacturers?
Well, this has been the delicate balancing act of the FDA pretty much forever. In 1997, Congress actually passed a law, the FDA Modernization Act, that kind of put the speed over safety, if you will. When leading up to that bill, there were a lot of complaints that drugs were getting approved faster in other countries and, you know, getting on the market sooner, and that perhaps the FDA was too worried about safety and not worried enough about getting drugs to people who needed them. Obviously, you know, it's a risk benefit. Drugs can be very helpful. Drugs, particularly prescription drugs, can also be dangerous. That's why they're by prescription. So this is a balancing act that the FDA has been struggling with, you know, pretty much forever, and that they'll continue to struggle with. And I think that's what the debate that's going on now is really about, is what do you do? How fast is it prudent to get drugs, particularly drugs like Vioxx that are going to be potentially used by millions of people for lengthy periods of time? How much data do you really need on their safety before you allow them on the market?
NPR's Julie Rovner covers health policy. Thank you, Julie.
You're welcome.